Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Our kind of world. It indeed would be presumptuous to assume that one can speak with unfailing certainty on this all-encompassing subject. The scope of it should not cause us, however, to look away. We need to know the direction the world is going and what we can do about it. We live in a very small portion of our very large world. Several billion people inhabit our globe with numerical increase daily. It boggles the mind to list the problems facing mankind about population, let alone prescribe all the solutions. And we confine our thoughts to the world near us, realizing that today's events on one side of the world may affect the lives everywhere. But we start at home, with matters confronting us daily and directly. Christian people are concerned about the world, even as was God. Our concern is not simply physical and social and financial and environmental and other such things as that. Rather, our emphasis is spiritual, contending, as do the Scriptures, that mankind is in sin and needs to change. He may alter temporarily his environment and solve some of his problems, but he must eventually deal with the reality of sin. The thrust of the doctrine of Jesus Christ is, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, Acts 3 and verse 19. And once this becomes primary, then spiritual growth and development will lead to improvement in all other things. Many have said society is sick, but do not realize the disease is self-imposed and that the disease is sin. People cannot deny personal responsibility for their evil and then blame society. God holds each one accountable for what he does in this body, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Many philosophies and theologies and ideologies are contributing to the problems of man rather than contributing to their solutions. Doctrines are being propagated that will uproot and destroy everything we hold sacred, even human life. Humanism, atheism, communism, evolution, this do-your-own-thing doctrine, they're all designed to create more havoc rather than man's good. Our world is diseased with these things, and deny all that Christ said and did and taught. Many people who claim to be religious, who even say they believe in God and believe in the Bible, continue to affiliate themselves with liberal churches that undermine the truth across the whole spectrum. Liberal denominations are dominated by modernism and skepticism, playing the same tunes as the forces of evil that would enslave mankind. The irrational, inconsistent, anti-Christ positions of liberal churches and their clergymen are apparent all around. Probably the truth has few enemies more sinister than liberal religions. Oh, they cloak themselves in piety, but work for the cause of the devil in morality and doctrine, and even politics and international movements that intend to bury everything that is true concerning God and His Word. Polls reveal the disbelief of the Bible by the vast majority of clergymen. The mainline denominations are polluted with seminary-trained agnostics and atheists. To them, the authority of the Scripture has been replaced by the subjective sophistication of the self-appointed scholar. They do not teach faith. They teach doubt. Their hearers will never learn God's truth from them. Some deny whatever they dislike about the Bible. They deny man's spirit. They deny the reality of heaven or hell, the judgment, miracles, sin, forgiveness, eternity, that there is absolute truth, even that there is such a thing as right and wrong. What can the world expect after being indoctrinated by these satanic servants of evil and darkness except God's wrath and punishment? This is our kind of world. We need only mention the horrendous crime of our land to know that society in our kind of world is reaping more and more the sowing of false ideas in the minds of the populace. If we are all animals, as the educational systems and the liberal churches teach, Why have respect for your fellow man any more than just another animal? If this life is all there is, well, why not do your own thing, regardless of how it affects others? If there is no truth, who is to condemn anything that anyone does? Why not lie and steal and commit adultery and cheat and murder or anything else? Such doctrines in our kind of world provide no safeguard for anyone from anything. Our kind of world finds more and more adopting such self-destructive patterns of thought and behavior. Our kind of world has turned out marriage and the home and God's standards for sexual relationship and morality. They bring nothing good to replace it. The pace of down with God and up with nothing has quickened in our kind of world. Racism is prevalent throughout the world. Some social manipulators would mix everything as if that would solve everything. It solves nothing, but generally destroys personal pride and creates more hatred. The sociological experimentalists are willing to use their fellow man as guinea pigs to experiment on their philosophies. Conflicts are raised to a fever pitch. Social and civil upheavals run rampant. When we learn that we're not all alike, then we can have peace. When we learn that all can be spiritual brethren in Christ, we can have peace. But in our kind of world, the will of Jesus Christ is usually ignored, and it's never tried. Even the educational systems, the colleges, the universities, are proponents of the abuse of freedom of speech to print and propagate and shout profanities, obscenities, and the usual moral decay that flows readily from the corrupt and degenerate mind. The self-appointed intellectual geniuses seemingly cannot express themselves without profanity and gutter talk and vulgarity, and yet they claim to be the educated ones. In our kind of world, we have the weak and the timid and the cowardly compromisers who dare not raise objections lest they lose their positions, their prestige, their money, and their power. The evil influence of profanity from the media has had a disastrous effect on the sensitivity of the minds of another generation to the point that God's name can be used with irreverence and profanity with impunity. What manner of depravity has captured our people to whom this is proper use of the freedom of speech? Our kind of world has been besieged with the idea that legislation and negotiation can produce a better generation. The failure of people to see that improvement and correction must begin in the hearts of people has given support to the idea that you can pass a law and that will solve everything. When that does not solve, then pour more money on it. Our kind of world has yet to come to grips with the inward man. The social reform programs, the social gospel of liberal theologians, the band-aids of human invention have never, can never, and will never provide what mankind needs. Our world must learn of Christ and forgiveness and righteousness, purity and godliness and goodness and responsibility and such things as that. And until that is a reality, our kind of world, with all of its havoc, will dominate human existence for the most part. Does it not strike you as significant that some create a generation gap between the older and the younger generation, denouncing everyone over 30, and on some misguided basis continuing that inexperience and the lack of knowledge, just enthusiasm, emotionalism, and subjectivism, the zest for life, that holds the key for every solution? This so-called Pepsi generation has shown more depravity in a few years than was evident for centuries prior to their time. The baby boomers, they show no signs of even good sense in many regions. At least the old hypocrites, as they are sometimes branded, of yesteryear, had enough self-respect to pretend to know the difference between right and wrong, and they tried to hide their wrong rather than to blatantly, arrogantly display it for all to see, calling it coming out of the closet. Sometimes the closet needs to be locked. Our kind of world runs against God in its disrespect for the elderly and the ways of the old that have proven to be beneficial through the years. Some seem to think to pervade vice, that's a virtue. Newness, for the sake of newness, is the watchword of many in our kind of world. Some who decry the hypocrisy among the elderly seem to think that the elderly have a monopoly on hypocrisy. How can any generation be serious about human rights and dignity and law and order and fairness and morality when authority is something just to be overturned? How can anyone consistently plead that we're nothing but beasts, having come from nowhere, here for no reason, no guidelines whatever, and going nowhere but to the grave? How can they ever improve the lot of mankind? The failure of parents is a mark of our kind of world. The disrespect of the sacred by many of the young is characteristic in our kind of world. The situation, friend, is grave, and the task of those who are determined to be what God teaches is becoming increasingly difficult and fraught with opposition. Our kind of world is saturated with alcohol, suffering from the ravages of drug abuse. The tragedy of ruined lives has no impact on those who promote it and those who profit from it. Lives, young and old, are lost due to the consumption of alcohol and drugs. That the body is God's temple and should not be desecrated is not even considered. Money, not morals. Gain, not God. Profit, not purity. That's the God of our kind of world, and we and our children have to live around it. Now, this is not pessimism. This is realism. We dare not deceive ourselves, nor be gullible and naive, blinding our eyes to the kind of world around us. God has created such a beautiful place for us to live, but sin scars it. And it's not fun and games religion that some have adopted, but God's power to salvation where there is hope. Yes, there is hope, and joy, and inner peace, and a good life open to all. There is the church patterned after God's blueprint. And unless we allow ourselves to become overly influenced by the world, we can lay hold on these good things. But we cannot bend down in fear and be intimidated. We must meet the challenge. Though the world be clouded with darkness, Jesus Christ is that ray of brightness for mankind. The way of Christ is not just a way, nor one way among many ways, but the way, and there is no other. And once we're convinced of that, then life takes on a different perspective, a different meaning. It has hope and purpose and a goal. This world is our field of labor, not our place of rest. And even though the world is contrary to our Savior, friend, we must persist as Christian people. This world is not our final home. We're pressing toward heaven. We're just passing through this dark and sin-diseased habitation. And when Jesus returns, we shall enter into an eternal bliss reserved for God's children. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.